Bow in hand, Zhou Shanks flanked Princess Emma as they hurried along the path through East Wood. Emma was the daughter of King Jupiter, and the recognized heir to the throne of Natalia. Well, she was recognized by almost all the free rabbits and their lords stationed in secret citadels up and down the map. There were still a few holdouts. The most notable of those opposing her claim? Blackstone Citadel, their destination. "Are you sure this is the best plan, Princess?" Joe asked, never taking his eyes off the forest. "Wouldn't it be better to just get to Blackstone right when they expect us, instead of this scheme to surprise Lord Ronan early and wrong-foot him in the negotiations?"
"It was kind of your idea, Joe," Emma replied.
Joe blinked.
"How so?" "You said, go straight for the heart. That's what an archer does, goes straight for the heart."
"That doesn't sound like me."
"It sounds exactly like you," Emma said, "because you said it."
Joe shrugged.
"Well, that was a long time ago." "It just happened," Emma said. "Am I right, Haina?"
Joe glanced back to see Haina, Emma's black-furred cousin and lady-in-waiting.
"It was an hour ago, Joe," Haina said.
"But you wouldn't be the first rabbit to strongly disagree with you. I do it all the time."
"What's going on?" Cole, Haina's twin brother, had stopped to let the others catch up.
"Joe's being wrong again," Emma said.
"Oh," Cole said.
"So just like every other day."
"Yeah," Joe kept his eyes on the forest. "Things were different an hour ago. Apparently I was so right that I swayed the leader of the cause and the hope of all Natalia. Didn't hear a lot of naysayers back then."
"We were stunned silent," Haina said.
"And since it was actually my idea, and you just came along and agreed with me, you were right then and wrong now."
Joe peeked back at Haina, who was as alert as ever. She and her brother often joked around, whenever Emma wasn't near, and especially at Joe's expense. But in the past, she had never let her guard down while protecting the princess. Now the doe seemed to have grown comfortable joking in Emma's presence. The two had had a heartfelt conversation earlier in the day, from what Joe could tell. Haina seemed more herself now, even with Emma.
"How long till we reach Blackstone?" Emma asked.
"Sundown is in an hour," Cole answered. "We have a long night of marching ahead of us. But if we keep this pace up, we may arrive before dawn."
"It was wise to divide the parties," Haina said.
They had left some of their company behind to rest, including Mrs. Weaver, who was much older, and Lord Blackstar, Haina and Cole's father, who was injured. That part of their group would rejoin them at Harbone Citadel. The four friends would press on to Blackstone and try for an agreement with Lord Ronan and his council.
"It was hard for Father," Cole said, "but he knew it was a good decision. He trusts you, Your Highness."
"The idea for dividing our company came from an adventure Joe and I had with Captain Helmer, Haywood, Captain Fry, Owen and Studge from the Bracers, and some others," Emma said.
"The Bracers," Cole said, sighing. "An elite band of archers from Halfwind Citadel featuring the victor of the famous Archers' Cup. What was his name?"
"Joe Shanks?" Haina asked playfully.
"No," Cole said, scratching his head. "It was definitely someone else who won. Another rabbit entirely. Someone not named Joe, or Shanks, or Joe Shanks."
"Nate Flynn," Joe said, smiling.
"And he deserved it."
"Do you ever wish you could have another shot at glory like that, Joe? Another Archer's Cup?" Haina asked.
Joe shook his head and assumed a disinterested posture, pausing to look off into the distance like a ruminating scholar.
"Bah! Such things are definitely not beneath me," he said, now smirking at them. "I would love another chance.